This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. The NFL, they played some games over the weekend. I didn't watch any of them. I hope you didn't either. I can't tell you, Jack, that's going on, and I'm so proud of that. I'm just not paying attention to these guys. I watched, what was it? It was an NBA game. What clip was that you guys gave me? Some black girl, this girl can sing, and she finishes the national anthem. It was at a basketball game, and then she took a knee, and everybody booed. And she says, I'm not going to get invited back, but I just had to make my statement. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, this girl could flat out sing. I'm talking about she was Whitney Houston talented. She didn't have to do that, but she did it anyway. But, you know, this stuff is going away. It's getting less and less. These big whiny babies. I mean, what an embarrassment to be black in America. And I'm not, you know, people, oh, black people. Kevin, you're afraid, ashamed to be black. I'm not ashamed to be black. I'm proud to be black. Very proud. I don't kowtow to white folks. I laugh at these black people that tell me this kind of nonsense. You're just a tool of the man. Really? So when I greet white people, because I'm happy to see them, I'm happy to see them. You know, they're human beings like me. When you greet them, what does that make you, Mr. Ethnocentric Racist? All these clowns that talk to me, who works for myself, I'm beholden to no white man. You could say, well, Kevin, Fox News contributor, Fox pays you. Yeah, but Fox, it's like Roger Ailes told me. He says, Kevin, keep in mind, when we pay you, we don't expect this to be your chief source of income. And it's not. I mean, people think you get rich. If you work at Fox News and your name is, you know, if you were Bill O'Reilly or Megyn Kelly at the time or Hannity or somebody like that, you make a lot of money. And you do what I do? Gee, please. Let me tell you something. If Fox said to me today, started making demands of me, I would say, y'all go straight to you know what. I don't need your little money. It isn't that it doesn't help. But believe me, it isn't enough for me to sell my soul, not to mention if it was me, the money that I would be, if I was making what O'Reilly or Hannity or those guys were making, I still wouldn't do it. You're not going to get my, you know, make me come out of who I am because you're writing me a fat paycheck. I live way too beneath my means to be beholden to anybody. So it cracks me up. But what's funny about it is the very same people. I mean, I see these guys. They got to go to work. Who's their boss? Some white dude. Who's their boss's boss? Some white dude. Who's their boss's boss? Some white dude or some white woman. And they come all militant at me. Yeah, man, you're a tool of the white man. Well, what are you when you go over to Blankety Blank Incorporated? You're nothing but a tool, a two-faced tool. Going on home and you know, going on social media and attacking somebody like me while you got to go to work and yazza massa, step and fetch it because you secretly hate white folks. So which is it? Do you hate white people? Now, I'm talking only to black folks right now, black leftists. Do you hate white people or do you love them and you don't want to let the truth come out that you really have no beef with them? See, I think it's the latter. I think the majority of black people have no problem with whites. They've been trained to have a problem with whites. I've asked too many, what's your beef? What has the white man actually done to you that you can say, this impacted me? Don't talk to me about Ray Ray and your cousin that got arrested because he was beating up his girl. Like in Minnesota, this black dude gets called, the police get called, he's beating the crap out of his girlfriend, his baby mama, in public. Black folks call the cops on him. Cops show up. Dude tries to take the cop's gun. Cops shoot dude, right? And who do they blame? They blame the cops. Like the cops had nothing to do with the donut shop, and they said, ooh, you know what? There's a black guy with his family. Let's go beat him up and then shoot him because we got nothing better to do. We need some controversy. It's crazy. I was talking to a law enforcement officer over the weekend. Bumped into him at a Lowe's, And we were just, he recognized me, and we were having a conversation about the police. Anyway, he mentioned something profound about Black Lives Matter, and I don't remember what it was, but we were also talking about, he's from California, and we were talking about this law that they passed, I believe, can't remember the number, but he knew it, because I said, you guys in California raised the shoplifting thing, he says, yep, to $950. And he said, people, he goes, you've seen the outcome of it. I said, no. He says, people will go around the store with calculators. They will put $900 worth of stuff in their cart. They figure it out with a calculator, and they walk out. And he says, it's a misdemeanor now. And so, you know, he might get a ticket or whatever, but he goes, it's not technically theft anymore. So we were having this discussion about, you know, why, you know, the black community is effectively, you know, the way that it is. And I said, well, you have to understand, we don't consider, that's how we got on this subject. I said, like Michael Brown didn't commit a theft in the eyes of blacks. He says, what do you mean? He says he stole the cigarettes out of the store. I said, yeah, but for, that's why Sharpton said he didn't do anything wrong. And we went on to talk about that. And then I said, well, you guys passed that law in California that moves shoplifting, the crime for a felony, used to be $500. Now it's $950. And he started telling me what they do now to get around it. And I couldn't believe it. And he says, Kevin, that's why I left. We talked about Jerry Brown and this new HIV legislation and the pronouns and getting arrested and on and on. And he goes, Kevin, it is crazy there. Couldn't wait to leave. And because, I mean, it was funny. He recognized me. Yeah, you're that Fox guy. Yeah. And then we get into this conversation. But I'm just telling you, the world is loony, and it's loony because of these leftists. And I told him, if we sat there, you know, for about 10 minutes, and I said, if I had written this down, you would think this was a massive joke, that you'd be looking for the camera, you know, the where am I at on, you know, Crazy Cam TV for us talking about a subject like what's going on in California. And he goes, that's why I left. Anyway, much to talk about, but I just wanted to at least share that with you, because I'm just telling you, people are witnessing this, and the sad part is, he's left California. He's no longer one of the people that can help solve the problem. We're ceding parts of the country to the liberals, to leftists. And so, great, he moved. Others have moved. And some of them are moving because they're tired of it. And maybe they are strengthening Texas and Alabama and other places. But a lot of them are just moving because they sense how crazy it's gotten. But they're bringing their nutty ideas to Texas and Alabama and Arizona and other places. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Even Obama campaigning.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, to catch the World Series, the final game of the championship series between the Yankees and the Houston Astros. What an interesting series in so many ways. And here's what made it interesting, in my opinion. The Houston Astros go 2-0 at home, then the Yankees sweep them, which is really unusual. I watched part of the first two games and thought Houston's got this. I didn't watch the next three games. Next thing I know, the Yankees, I'm seeing this score 3. I'm like 3-2. What? So, you know, that's how out of tune I've become to sports. So anyway, I watched game 6, and I don't know the pitcher's name, but man, Houston's pitcher, the dude is awesome. And I talked to a friend of mine who's a former professional pitcher for Detroit and a couple of other teams, ended his career in Colorado. And he said, Kevin, he goes, I watched this guy pitch a no-hitter against us in Detroit. And he goes, even though it was against us, it was amazing as a pitcher to watch this guy pitch a no-hitter. He said he pitched all 9 innings. And, I mean, the guy's got so much control. I can't remember. Verlander, I think's his name. Anyway, he says he's got such control. But he says, here's what's most interesting. The guy was throwing 101 miles per hour in the ninth inning. He goes, our batters were coming back to the box going, what do you want us to do? He can pick his location and throw it over 100 miles an hour in the ninth inning. I said, what was the pitch count? He said it was over 100. He goes, this guy he's a beast. And he, anyway, game six, crushes these guys. Crushes. I think they beat him, 6-1, 7. It was a sound defeat. And the bats finally got to work for Houston. So that was game six. And so I said, Houston's going to win it. After watching that, because they were saying Houston hadn't scored in the whole series, they hadn't scored X number of runs, but that day they scored more runs than they had scored the entire time. And I said, their bats have awakened. They finally got it. We're not going to skate into this thing. So the next game, my son had a baseball game, so we're at the baseball game. And this little boy's like, Houston 1-0, Houston 2-0, Houston 4-0. And of course the game ended up 4-0. I didn't see it, but I saw, got the score and all that and got interested in it because it was a curiosity. Now my son, he's kind of a Yanks fan. Not for any other reason than like he'll hear Aaron Judd, a judge, whatever the guy's name. I think that's his name. This guy's a beast. He hits home runs he makes it look simple. But the kid is a good player. But anyway, my son, he's going to the Gold Gloves again this year, and he knows all these players. So he's rooting for New York. He's like, Kevin. He's like, Dad, who are you rooting for? I said, Houston. He said, why? I said, because we're Texans. And I mean, nothing against New York. I mean, it's kind of a second home for me. Half the time I'm up there doing stuff with Fox. But long story short, they win the game. It's now going to be Houston against the Dodgers, who supposedly got the best record in baseball from what I hear. So it should be a really good matchup. It starts on Tuesday. So I don't know. We'll see how the game goes. But I will tell you this. There's a fun thing to be interested to some degree in a sport again. And I won't get crazy. I'm not going crazy over these guys because you never know what they're going to do. It's too many social justice warriors now and all that. But right now, baseball is the only sport that's been relatively safe. And it was fun to have this sort of camaraderie. In the case of my son and I, we had this, this antagonistic thing because he was for the Yankees and I was for Houston. But to be honest with you, I don't really care. And one thing that I will tell you that I'm instilling in this kid is don't you care too much either. Because these players don't. They can go from team to team. They don't care. They're getting the paycheck. Don't you get too invested in it. But anyway, I don't know if you caught that, but it is coming up. I'm interested in the World Series. Another story that caught my eye was this 9-year-old mailed President Trump $3. And it's such a cool story because the kid learned that the president doesn't take a salary. I don't know if he knew that he donated it. And so he decided he'd send his allowance to the president. And I love stories like that. And look, I wish we could look at it and say, boy, this is the new backdrop of youth. They're now being taught to appreciate the president. And schools all over the nation are saying, welcome President Trump. And they've got his picture up. And they're talking about what a great job he's doing. It's not happening. Now, you should be demanding it. But here's the thing. You guys that are listening to me, you're not in the schools that need it the most. I mean, that's just the facts. Until we can get beyond this echo chamber that we have of conservatism and figure out a way to get over to the other side, these kids are going to remain in this conveyor belt of ignorance. Now, the way you break it up is what we did on November the 8th, 2016. We changed from an incompetent community organizer who never should have been president to a competent person who will ultimately change. We cut the cord a little bit, but I won't tell you that we started our own conveyor belt of sanity. So we disrupted it. We disrupted the ability for the manufacturing process of liberalism, leftism, to continue keeping kids in idol worship of Barack Obama and the left, but we still haven't started our own manufacturing process. And I think that's what we've got to focus on. So I'd love to tell you this kid's story is more than anecdotal. You know, it's kind of like my son. Now, you know, the kids that I'm finding here in Arizona tend to be a lot more in tune with the president. You'll find, like, my son came back. He says, Dad, you know, almost everybody in Arizona at the school is a Trump supporter. Yay. But it's a district where, you know, it's heavily Republican, blah, blah, blah. So, and even with that, you can still see where there's a lot, there's still some leftist ideas when he talks about what these kids say. They support Trump, but they don't know, they still haven't figured out what conservatism means. And I think that's part of our duty, is to define conservatism in such a way that it cannot be, you can't twist it any longer. I tell people, look, what is it to be, how can you possibly not sell conservatism over liberalism? This is an example. I think about my life of going out and partying when I was a kid, and I've always been conservative. But sure, I was a kid, I wanted to go out, I wanted to get the fake ID and sneak into the bar, I wanted to drink early, I smoked cigarettes, you know, I did things that I probably wouldn't have, you know, they told me, don't do it all, I'm going to try that. I didn't do any drugs, thankfully, because I just didn't want to be strung out. But we did it all. But here's what I didn't do. I didn't get stinking drunk. I didn't lose my, you know, my sensibilities and not wake up places and not know where I was. I didn't drink and drive. I didn't do a lot of the things that these other kids do and that give them regrets. So, as I say all the time, we are the same people, conservatives and leftists. We're the same. The only difference is we hold ourselves to some level of accountability, thinking a little further into the future. We got to teach that to these kids.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, DanPilla.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio show.
Paul Manafort, right? He drank an anthem, right?
Up at the president, right?
No, right. That's the question, right?
Someone's doing this, right?
For $1,000 here or there, right?
Sort of bubble,
right? This is laughably terrible, right?
right.
On this crazy spectrum, right?
Not strong enough, right?
He's smoking back in the movies, right?
Planning an apparatus, right?
Completely ahistoric, right?
We'll get even higher, right?
It's out of the house tomorrow, right?
In some ways, right?
We have it, right?
There's two issues, right?
Which he ended up with,
yeah.
Right? Watergate is a sort of interesting precedent, right?
He was going crossing over all the time, right?
They are putting the screws to him unquestionably, right?
Be some missing context here, right?
Those were all Trump voters, right?
It's definitively not true as we now know, right? 99% of them are non-politicals, right?
It certainly connects the two, right?
I mean, when you saw the health care bill, right?
Performance, right?
With all that rubber's going to hit the road at that point, right?
They're coming up with, right?
Now, baby, it's all right.
Welcome, everybody, right? That was Chris Hayes of MSNBC, right? Yeah. You know, it's funny, you develop these tics in media. I have them. I say things I'll say anyway a lot. And it's funny when you go back and listen to yourself and you catch yourself doing it, and God forbid you actually focus on trying not to say it, because then you're like, oh, what about? You know, you get all tongue-tied. That was Chris Hayes, who says right after everything he says. And here's what's interesting about it. It's a technique and a tick that he doesn't realize he's developed, because he needs validation for the things that he says, right? See, people do that when they are unsure of what they're saying, so they need you to go, yeah. And your inclination as a human being is to go, well, yeah, yeah. You know, he's like, oh, so the dog, you know, poop is good in your soup, right? Right. And you're like, yeah, well, no, no. And so before your mind, voice or whatever, your brain catches up with what you just agreed to, you've agreed. And what's funny to me in watching him do this is that he doesn't realize he's doing it, but he needs that affirmation. He's not even necessarily right when he says right. And that's what's funny about it, is that he's generally not right. And it's funny that I'm saying it's funny. People catch these things and then they say, hey, check it out. I wouldn't probably notice it. I've seen those synopsis that they did of Sharpton. And I don't know if there's a verbal tick like he says the same thing. I'm sure there is, because most of us do. But to put it all together, and especially with this affirmation, I find interesting. Because when you're wrong as much as Chris Hayes is, to need that affirmation is interesting. I'll say things like right and give you time to say, well, no, not really. And generally speaking, when I go right, I'm pretty much daring you to go against me. Listen to what Chris Hayes Go back and look at anything that he's done where he says right, and you'd be going, no, that's not right. You'd be, at the end of it, you, no, wrong. But I'm telling you, if I set it up, if I set you up and go right, you better just go, yep, you're right, Kevin. But anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about Rachel Maddow. I never watch Rachel Maddow. For the life of me, I don't know how this woman has a show. I talked to an executive at Fox who says, well, Kevin, she's pretty sharp. And I went, yeah, it's about as sharp as a butter knife. What are you talking about, she's sharp? Well, she's able to get people to I go, look, between us girls here, I guarantee you, if I was on MSNBC and all I did was bash Trump, I could get an audience, and I'd be much more interesting than Rachel Maddow. Her staccato delivery. So, we got Donald Trump back in the news. And what we have is developing, and it bugs me because it's all theatrics. It's to allow herself time to think. Here's, you know, it's funny. I watch my interviews. There I go. It's funny. I watch my interviews, and I say to myself, slow down. People, I make more verbal faux pas during my interviews because my brain is a lot faster than my mouth. And I also know something else. And I'm just explaining what happens when you guys see me on TV. I know I only have 45 seconds. So here's what happens. I get the call. Kevin, we want you to come on, blah, blah, blah. What's the segment about? It's about this. We need your talking points. You give them a few talking points. You never give them more than they need. They say, great. You know, Carl, pick you up. Come over, blah, blah, blah. How long is the segment? 3 to 5 minutes. You know, depends because they're trying to stretch it out. And it depends on who's before you, who's after you, what the topics are, where you are, which block. If you're in the top block, you'll get a lot of time because that's leading off. It's hot. If you're towards the back, you might get bumped. You know, just depends. So you can figure all this stuff out when you're doing it. Well, long story short, you show up, and if it's just you giving commentary, then it's pretty easy. You can slow down. You'll see those are my best interviews. I mean, in terms of less stumbling over myself. When you're in the window with two other with the host and then another person, you know they're going to either come to you first or go to that person first. You'll get a response. Then they're going to go back and come back again if you're smart and you demand your time and don't let the other person talk you through. And I've learned how to do that. I'll go like, whatever. You'll hear me say things like that because I want to remind the host that I'm going to give you back a contrarian view that's going to be good TV. So those are the little tidbits. So the point of it is that whatever time you're going to get, you better know in that 4 or 5 minute segment between setup, video, the other person speaking, you're going to get a small amount of time. So my mind is already racing through the 5,000 things that need to be said for this to have really a deeper dive. And, you know, but you can't necessarily say it all. So I know it's frustrating for you guys. Kevin, you should have said this or you should. Yeah, I know. But you got 30 seconds twice to talk if you're lucky. In a 3 to 5 minute segment. Seriously, that's it. Go look at my interviews. You'll see. Go time them and see how much time. And what I do is I try to be respectful because I want the other side's view to come out so I can bash their brains in, metaphorically, of course, with what I have to say. But you have to fight for your time. So long story short, I look at what Rachel Maddow does and I say to myself, this woman, she vamps. The other day, she's on TV for 25 minutes. And she sets up the tragedy that happened in Niger. And it's funny when she leads off, she says, Niger, the other people call it Niger. I think it was Secretary Trump's, whatever they call it, Chief of Staff, Kelly, talking about Niger. And then she goes, Niger. And then she goes, Niger, also known as Niger. And then she goes on to call it Niger because it sounds a lot better to say Niger. So she's talking about Niger, and she's setting it up, 25-minute diatribe, and she tried to connect the dots of this tragic ambush where four, I believe, I'm not sure if they were all Green Berets, but you know one of them was, but they were killed, to President Trump's travel ban. She spent 25 minutes, and what was funny, I'm looking at this, and I'm going, okay, four people were killed in Niger. four American soldiers were killed in Niger. We still are trying to figure out the circumstances. But when it was time to talk about Hillary Clinton and the four people killed in Benghazi, Rachel Maddow was a mad cow protecting Hillary Clinton over Benghazi. So I went back and I said, I'm going to look at what was said during Benghazi. And every interview with Hillary Clinton was, they're after you. And you can't find an interview where Rachel Maddow is holding the feet to the fire of the Obama administration or anybody over the death of four Americans who, by the way, had it not been for the bravery of friends of mine like Chris Peranto, Tonto, and the other guys that you guys saw in the movie 13 Hours, many others would have been killed. There would have been dozens of people who died. There were some unknown heroes that helped those people escape. And the guys that you heard about, the Navy SEALs and the Army Rangers that were there, who fought for 13 hours as Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama ignored them, are the ones you get to know about. And yet again, is it a story of triumph? To some degree, yeah, because you had, you had guys that got killed, guys that are no longer able to use their bodies. I mean, Chris is beat up. One of the Navy SEALs that's a friend of ours, he lost the majority use of his arm. I mean, these guys had career changes over this. Now, they know this. They knew this going in. And, of course, we've got the guys who died. And what a shame. And Rachel Maddow is talking about these four men who died and connecting it to the travel ban. It was such a farce that her own people, the left, said, what are you doing? You're making a mockery out of this. You're making us look bad. They said, you're so anti-Trump that it's becoming so obvious that we cannot, they can't even cope with her. I'm going to leave it there, but trust me, that this is going to backfire on her.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Accusations leveled against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein came to light. Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson, who represents the 30th Congressional District in Dallas, says she was disappointed in the man who was a big financial supporter of fellow Democrats in Washington. But she also believes women have a responsibility as well.
I grew up at a time when it was as much the woman's responsibility as the man's. How you were dressed, what your behavior was. So I'm from the old school that you can have behaviors that appear to be inviting. It can be interpreted as such. That's the responsibility, I think, of the female.
Congresswoman Johnson, who has been alive more than 8 decades, acknowledges she is from the old school, but insists her message is meant to empower women. Do you think it's time to stop talking about what women are wearing in this conversation and talk instead about the power that some people have and the power that some people abuse?
I think we also need to start talking about the power that women have to control the situation. There's law enforcement. You can refuse to cooperate with that kind of behavior. I think that many times men get away with this because they're allowed to get away with it by the women. When you have an expectation that that might happen and that's how you got to do it to make it, that's a mental thing that has to change with the woman.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Eddie Bernice Johnson. She's a Democrat and District 30 out of Texas. And I got to tell you, when I watch Eddie Bernice Johnson, and I'm sure many blacks feel a lot the same way, she reminds me of my grandmother in many ways. Dyed in the wool Democrat. I looked at her skin. She's got beautiful skin. If you see her video, she's 80 years old. She so reminds me of my grandmother. My grandmother was a much prettier lady. That's not a slam at her. My grandmother was just gorgeous. She really was. And, but I look at Eddie Bernice Johnson and I see my grandmother in her. And when she's saying this, but my first thought was, Holy Mother of Todd Akin, what did Eddie Bernice Johnson just say? What is going to be the backlash from the left on this 80-year-old, this octogenarian black Democrat congresswoman who dares speak the truth about women and womanhood and being a lady and so on and so forth? She sounded a lot like a conservative, right? There I was pulling a Chris Hayes on you, right? She drove a stake through the heart of the women's movement. Now, I'm going to say this. I disagree with her on part of it. I don't believe a man ever has a right to force himself onto a woman, whether it's with his physical power or whether it's the power of a position. You know, like, well, you know, in order for you to do this, you've got to sleep with me or whatever. I don't believe either of those cases should exist. But what Eddie Bernice Johnson is saying, and we'll get more into this, is that women can keep themselves out of that situation. I agree with what Eddie Bernice Johnson said. In many cases around Harvey Weinstein, the women had the ability to stop the man. Let's face it. Sometimes life takes courage. And unfortunately for the left, they define courage in the strangest of ways. And I'll give you an example. I've used this example before, so bear with me, but it makes my point. Jason Collins was called courageous when he came out gay. And this was a man who was engaged to a woman to marry her. He's making her believe that she's, you know, going to have a husband who's going to take care of her and love, honor, cherish, blah, blah, blah. But the president of the United States at the time, Barack Hussein Obama, called Jason Collins to congratulate a man for cowardice. The cowardice of Jason Collins is that he hid his sexuality from his fiancée, not from a girl he was dating, not from a girl he had met, not from a girl he was seeing, not from a friend or whatever. This is somebody with whom I'm presuming he had some sort of intimacy. And he certainly led her to believe that they were going to be married. And Obama defined that as courage. I just want you to understand the backdrop of courage, how we define it versus how they define it. Let me tell you something. Many of the things that are defined as courageous to me, I go, that's not courageous. That's just normal, conservative people doing things. For example, he ran to the car to help that child or get that whatever. That's just normal stuff that we do. Conservative men rush into the river to save the family. We, you know, grab the kid out of traffic. We stop the attacking dogs. We do that stuff is normal for us. We don't even look at it. Interview a conservative man after something like that. He's running to a house because he heard a kid crying. He doesn't. They put the camera in his face. You're a hero. I'm not a hero. I did what everybody together, anybody would have done. Now, anybody doesn't mean a leftist. A leftist will watch you burn. It's just the truth. They don't have the testosterone. I may be a little preachy and I may be a little one-sided towards conservative men, but I will put conservative men against these lefty metrosexuals any day of the week. We have real men, rugged men. We are what arms, if you want to know who's protecting this country, it is conservative men. That's why the left hates the military. We're too manly. The military showcases the American man. And they hate that because guess what? They want no pronouns and no genders and blah, blah, blah. 3 genders, 20 genders. Why not 50? They don't like men. They don't want us to be men. And did we ever play that Limbaugh clip where he talked about that? I don't know if we did, but it's worth hearing where Limbaugh says they want to emasculate us. I've talked about it time and time again. Young boys are being made not called on. I talked about it the other day. I'm not going to rehash it. But what I'm getting at is the manly man. That's who we are. And women have, this is the strange thing, women have much more power over us than they give themselves credit for. I believe they know it. They have much more power. Certainly conservative women know how much power they wield over their men. You want to know why? Because we respect them. At some point, a man has done something in his life. He's like, going on. And his wife says, babe, honey. And he's like, what? And she's like, you're going overboard or whatever. And she, through a voice of reason, gets him to just go, you know what? You're right. He doesn't have to listen. I mean, it's like a female gorilla saying to the silverback, hey, calm down. He looks over. This is a dude that can lift an SUV. And he calms down. It isn't music that calms the savage beast. It's woman. Anyway, life's choices require courage. And for the left to look for role models and courage is an exercise in futility. Courage is in short supply anywhere leftism flourishes. You can't find courage there. Oh, those girls are courageous for coming forward with Weinstein. Really? How courageous are they? They've waited decades. Their careers are built. And get this, even with their careers built, with women who have made millions of dollars and can still command millions of dollars, who else has been outed in Hollywood? I'm going to keep bringing it up until they do it. I wrote of feminism. They may publicly play the fraud, but behind closed doors, they are anything but feminist. Occasionally, and it is admitted rarely, one of these feminists admits publicly that they screwed up. And that's what happened to this devout feminist as she apologized to Christians. And it was a thing in WND. A founding member of the radical feminist group called Femin disavowed the organization. She apologized to Christians, and she adopted a pro-life stance. Sarah Fernanda Giromini, once known as Sarah Winner, helped create Femin Brazil in 2012, and now she says the group promotes the destruction of the traditional family and all moral values of society. Now, you know my stance on feminism. It's not needed. Provides a crutch for women too lazy to work in relationships. They blame being physically and emotionally vile human beings on men. They've decimated the black community, and I've talked about it for a long time. And I'll cover it a little bit more in a bit. But Eddie Bernice Johnson, she gets it. And she's laying out truth. She's saying, you know what, women? You don't have to put yourself in a situation. You can, if all the women in Hollywood said, I'm not getting on the casting couch, what happens? You got to start putting people in roles because they're good. It's easy to fix. And do you go back to a director's room by yourself? The answer is, of course not.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.